Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumash Daf Ayin. We are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new parak and the Vilna source of daf. It's on Lamed Ches Amud Beis near the beginning of the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basir Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us we have a woman. She's a Bas Yisrael, but she's married to a Kayin, so she's allowed to eat Truma. Above Amrula, they came and told her Meiz Baleich, your husband died, a Gershech, or he divorced you, and you're not allowed to eat Truma anymore. V'chein Oeved Shayachal Truma, where we have an Eved who is eating Truma because his master is a Kayin, Ubav Amrulai, and they came and told him, Mace Rabbach, your master died, I'm a Charchel Yisrael, or he sold you to Yisrael, so you can't eat Truma anymore, Ainusanach Matana, or he gave you as a Matana, Ayazach Ben Chayrin, or he set you free, so you can't eat Truma anymore. Vachain, and similarly, we have more scenarios, Kayin Chay Aichabat Truma, we have a Kayin who's eating Truma, Venoidashu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and it turns out that he was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. His father, who's a Kayin, married a woman who's divorced, or she was a Chalutza, and means that their children, namely this Kayin right here, is actually a Chalal, and he's not a Truma. So Blazer Machayev Karen Machaymesh, Rebbeleza Machayev the person to pay a Karen or Chaymesh for all the Truma that they ate, or is Rabbi Shua Paiter, Rabbi Shua Paters. And another Machalikes, we have a Kayin who's standing on Mizbeach, bring Karbanos, Vinoidashu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And it turns out that he was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and he can't do the Avaidah. So Rebbeleza says, Kol Karbanos Shaker Vagav Mizbeach Psulin, all the Karbanos that he had brought on the Mizbeach previously are Pasol, whereas Rabbi Shua Machsher, Rabbi Shua's Machsher, all the Karbanos, because he only becomes Pasol, Mikanu Laba, from now and on, and not previously. However, Noidashu Balmum, if it turns out that he was a Balmum, and that's why he's not allowed to serve in the base of Bengtosh, Avidase Psula, his Avaidah that he did previously is Pasol. I think Mar is going to discuss all this. Mishnah continues with Kulam, and with all these, Shayachum Losech Pihem, let's say they were in the middle of chewing on Truma. It's not just they were told, you're not allowed to eat Truma from now on. And by the way, you should know, yesterday you weren't allowed to eat Truma either. What about if they were in the middle of chewing on a Truma cookie? So what do they do? Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Lezer says, Yivlu, they're allowed to swallow it. Since they started eating it Beheter, and they only found out in the middle of chewing that they're not allowed to eat Truma, they're allowed to continue this bite that they took. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, you fly through, they have to spit it out. And furthermore, let's say they're in the middle of chewing on Truma, and Amrulai, the person was told, Nitmesa, you became Tame. Just now, we saw that you became Tame. And Nitmes Truma, or the Truma became Tame right now. So Rabbi Lezer Amr Yivla, Rabbi Lezer says that he could swallow the Truma, whereas Rabbi Shua Amr Yiflait, Rabbi Shua says he has to spit it out. However, let's say they told him, Tame Hayisa, you were Tame, meaning you became Tame an hour ago, for example, or Tame Haisa Truma, the Truma always was Tame. Or if it's a totally different situation, the Noidashu Tevel, it turns out it was Tevel, Umasarishan Shalana to Trumasai, or is Masarishan the Truma wasn't taken off yet, and Masarishani Vahekta Shalai Niftu, or is Masarishani and Hekta wasn't redeemed properly, Ashatamu Tam Pishmesh Lasech Piv, or he's chewing on this food and he tastes that there's some sort of bug in his mouth, Hareza Yiflait, in all these situations, he has to spit it out because he never even started eating this Beheter and never was Mutter in the first place. I would begin by talking about the case of the woman that we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. Ha'ishachalas Petruma Vachulu, and she was a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kayin, and she was told one of two things, either that her husband died or that she was divorced. So Gemara says, Nicha Meis Baleich. It makes sense that they came and told her that her husband died. It's very possible that she didn't know, and her husband was out of the city, and he died earlier that day, so she's not allowed to be eating Truma right now, and how is she supposed to know because this is back before Blackberries? And finally, a messenger came and told her that her husband died, so this makes sense. But what about Girsheikh when they tell her your husband divorced you? How is it possible that she didn't know about this previously? We know that a woman has to be there when her husband's divorcing her. He has to hand her the get, or at least put it into her chatzer, and she has to know about it. So that could be that she didn't know that her husband divorced her. I know, based on top, Rabbanan Amrin, the Rabbanan say, Commissioner Rishayna, this could be going according to the Mishnah Rishayna, Shekhan Arusa Bas Yisrael Echelz Betruma, and Arusa Bas Yisrael is allowed to eat Truma, Velvia Makabal Ezgita, and her father could accept her get. Now, what does this mean, Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna? So Mishnah Meseches Ksubis discusses, when is it that an Arusa Bas Yisrael is allowed to eat Truma, if her Arus is a Kayin? And there's a difference between Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achrayna. The Mishnah Achrayna is that she's not allowed to eat Truma until she's fully married. But the Mishnah Rishayna is that if Higiyaz Man Veloy Nisu, if the set date of the wedding came and they didn't get married because it was the husband's fault, so Eichles Mishalayev Eichles Betruma, her Arus has to pay for her food, and she's even allowed to eat Truma if he's a Kayin. So here we have a situation of a Nara Murasa. She's a Nara, she's engaged, she's an Arusa to a Kayin, and the date of the wedding arrived and they didn't get married, so her Arus sends her a nice geschmack box of Truma, and she's sitting down and eating it, and unbeknownst to her father accepted a get for her from her Arus, because we know that by Nara Murasa, her father's allowed to accept her get. So here we have a possibility where she got divorced without knowing it. Whereas Reb Lazar says, and based off of the Gemara that we're going to see in a little bit, it might be better to be Gairus Reb Lazar. So either which way, he says that Bafilu Tamar Kemishnah Achrayna. We can even be going with Kemishnah Achrayna that she's only allowed to eat Truma once she gets married. Tifter, we could still explain as follows. Sha'amra Loi, she told her Shliach, Have Giti Mimakam Pliny, I want you to bring me my get from that place. Vayadarke Lahavila Basar Yamim. And it was normal to take 10 days to get to that place from where they currently were. Umatsasus Ruts, but this fellow found a really fast horse, Vavilu Chamisha Yamim, and he got to that place in 5 days. So she thought that she had another 10 days to eat truma, which she technically does have another 10 days because she's expecting her shliach to take 10 days to arrive to the place where her get is. But he got there in 5 days. And then a message came in. By the way, he got there 5 days early, so you're not allowed to eat truma. And that's our situation. However, we have a question on this. V'loy Reb Elazar k'Reb Elazar, and that's proper gear, so to switch them around. Wouldn't Reb Elazar say like Reb Elazar? The Tanin, we have a Mishnah that says, Reb Elazar oisr miyad, Reb Elazar asers right away. Now, I was referring to a case of get where a woman tells her shliach, I want you to receive my get for me in that place. And this woman's married to a kayin, so she's allowed to continue eating truma until her shliach receives the get. Now, the Chum say that she's allowed to continue eating truma until the shliach reaches that place, because she had told her shliach very clearly. However, Reb Elazar holds that she has to stop eating truma the moment the shliach walks out of the house. And that's because she wasn't telling him dafka that he has to receive the get in that place. It was just Myra Makim Hilai. She was telling him, you're probably going to find my husband in that place. But let's say the shliach walks down the block and bumps into her husband right there, and the husband gives the shliach the get, so she would be divorced right away because she's happy to receive the get now. And again, she's not makbid for shliach to go all the way to that place. And so this is a question on her answer that we had just given. We clearly see the Reb Elazar holds in the Mishnah that when she sends her shliach to receive her get in a particular place, she has to stop eating truma right away. And therefore, we don't have an answer, even according to the Mishnah Achrayna, that she had told her shliach, go receive my get for me in that place, and it usually takes 10 days to get there, but it really only took him 5. It doesn't make a difference how long it takes to get there. She has to stop eating truma the moment she sends the shliach out. So more suggests that V'lay Maidi Reb Elazar, wouldn't Reb Elazar agree, She'im Amra, that if she had told him, and here's the proper girsa, Al Tiskabali Giti El Mimakim Ploini, you're only allowed to receive my get for me if you're in that place, Shliach Elz B'Trumach Magil Get Laisei Makim, that she's allowed to eat truma until the shliach gets to that place, and therefore we still technically have an answer, Kemishna Achrayna, that let's say it takes 10 days to get to that place, but the fellow got there only in 5. This could be a situation where she was able to eat truma, and she was surprised to find out earlier than she thought that she's not allowed to eat truma. However, Ayin Alpha Amad Alpha on top, Amar Chananya says that no, because Binkivan Sha'amr Loi, since she told her shliach, and again, this is the proper gear saw, Al Tiskabali Giti El Mimakim Ploini, you're only allowed to accept my get for me in that particular place. So Kemisha Amar Loi, it's as if she told him, Lo Yehe Get El Asar Yamim, I only want it to be considered a valid get in 10 days from now. So therefore, Masha Achla Beheter Achla, what she was eating on day 5 was being eaten in complete heter. And therefore, this is not a valid situation where she was eating truma and she wasn't really allowed to eat it. Here, she was allowed to eat it. Because again, it's as if she told her shliach, I only want to be divorced in 10 days. So if he comes back 5 days later to say, oops, I took your get for you, it doesn't make a difference. She's only willing to accept her get after 10 days. And therefore, when she was eating truma, it was completely mutter. And therefore, our answer from Elazar, Kemishna Achrayna, is not valid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.